Good Thursday morning, everybody. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ-FM. It is the Kevin and Bean Show. Kevin and Bean not included. And we have a lot of great stuff coming up on the show today. We've got Jim Rome stopping by. It is the kickoff of the NFL season tonight. Carolina versus Denver. A rematch, if you will, from the Super Bowl last year. Very exciting. Can't wait to see Trevor Siemian take the field.
I'm sorry?
Trevor Siemian, you heard me.
Is that a real person?
It's a giant monkey in a football helmet.
Excellent.
No, that's the new Broncos quarterback.
Oh.
A lot of new quarterbacks this season. We should talk to Jim about that. You got Trevor Siemian starting for Denver tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Janine Garofalo, who's never played football before. I think she's playing for
Jimmy
the Patriots.
Jimmy Garofalo, he's a man.
You have future Hall of Famer Carson Wentz, of course, for the Philadelphia Eagles. Mm-hmm. And then you have Dak Prescott starting for the Dallas Cowboys.
These are all fake names.
These are all real people, and they're actually going to play quarterback in the National Football League this weekend.
Wow. Can you imagine the nerves? Your first game out there, all eyes on you?
No, I can't. I would buckle.
It makes me have to poop right now.
I'm not made of that kind of stuff. Anyway, we're talking to Jim Rome. We're talking to Dr. Drew later on today. Ashley Escada will be stopping by. We're going to talk about the big iPhone Apple announcement that happened yesterday. So techies, stick around. In the meanwhile, let's take a look at the entertainment news with the Showbiz Beat. Oh, I hate it when Allie might be right. But
I'm
Allie
sorry,
might be
what?
Right. I hate it when you might be right.
But I'm going to need that right. On a loop, Chip. Just the Allie might be right part.
Sources are telling TMZ.com that the Taylor Swift and Tom Hiddleston short-lived love affair may not have been real.
What?
Don't gloat. Now, it may not be for the reasons you suggested, Allie, which is you think you're doing some sort of long-form video
yes.
or something, right?
I thought everybody was in that. Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively, everybody that showed up in Rhode Island.
Look, that may still turn out to be the case, but TMZ is saying that Taylor's handlers thought it was much better, would look much better for her to have a new relationship rather than have rumors swirling for months about her singlehood after she broke up with Calvin Harris. So that they arranged, if you will, a new celebrity romance for her to be in the press, and that those kissy face photos that were taken at her Rhode Island home
didn't look staged at all.
Were in fact set up.
What?
That's what they're saying. So
that's such a big liar.
So Taylor Swift is such a big liar, right?
So it's a problem for somebody to just be single for a while. That's what I'm getting.
Well,
that's a problem.
I don't know if that's the problem or whether they didn't want rumors about her. Who is she dating now? Did she go out with this person? Is she out with this person?
Just make someone up entirely.
Just lie completely to the public. So Taylor Swift continues to be Tadoff Swindler. By the way, over in Ireland at PaddyPower.com, you can actually lay a wager. Well, that's a real thing.
Sorry, Paddy Power.
PaddyPower.com is an Irish gambling website where you can bet on almost anything. And they are taking action on Taylor Swift's next boyfriend.
How did I, of all people, not know Paddy Power was a website?
Taylor Swift's next boyfriend, here are your odds.
Okay.
Steve.
Oh.
Steve did not make the list.
Shoot.
The favorites, and I thought this was odd, Aiden Turner.
Huh.
Or Calvin Harris.
That's
our favorites.
With the,
I guess they're assuming that maybe they might rekindle. They might get back together again. But I heard that she's never, ever, 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 ever getting back together again with that guy.
What about
Count Smokula?
Count Smokula. Smokula did not make the list. Tom Hardy.
Oh, come on.
Is going off at 16 to 1.
He's married.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
Then the odds should be higher, I would think.
Yeah, come on. And Tom Hardy would never. Tom Hardy is... No.
But would you have ever
five.
Thought Tom Hiddleston would ever?
More so than Tom
happened.
Hardy,
If we had a conversation before we saw those photographs, would you ever in a million years say, oh yeah, Tom Hiddleston, he seems like
Taylor
Swift's type.
No.
So Tom Hardy's going to divorce his wife and start dating Taylor Swift. You heard it here first. Then going off at 20 to 1, next in line are Joe Jonas, Harry Styles, and Tim Tebow.
Oh.
Now, Tebow and her, actually, I could see that.
They could be a very American sweet couple.
Go to church together.
Yes.
And, you know.
He was just signed to a minor league contract by the Mets.
We got to talk to Jim Rome about that as well. Then next at 25 to 1, Henry Cavill.
Jesus? Oh, no.
No. Henry Cavill, Superman.
You think he's Jim Caviezel?
Jesus.
Neil Horan.
Jesus on the brain.
Taylor,
Neil Hoare?
Neil
what?
Horan.
What's happening with this
Taylor
list?
Taylor Lautner, Kit Harington, or Jake Gyllenhaal are all 25 to 1.
Hmm.
Justin Bieber's 33 to 1.
Nope.
What a power couple they would make,
though.
That
would though, be amazing.
Huh? Then they could have, like, children to take over the world. You know they would.
Yeah.
John Mayer, 40 to 1.
Come on.
Bruno Mars or Orlando Bloom are 50 to 1.
Charlie Manson.
Manson didn't make the list, but I think they'd make a great couple.
I think she could turn him around.
I think they're right on the same page, quite frankly. CC Toast with a little swastika carved into her forehead. That'd be awesome. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Come on.
66 to 1.
I hate this list.
The longest odds?
President Obama.
No. Neither President Obama or Yasiel Puig. Kanye West. At 225 to 1. I'm going to lay a grand on a Kanye West long shot.
I would.
Because anything is possible. Speaking of Kanye, you know he had his big Yeezy Season 4 unveiling yesterday?
Yeah.
And by all accounts, it was a nightmare.
It was just a cluster.
A big hot mess, just epic fail, which makes me so happy.
Yeah.
Apparently, he kidnapped everyone, in quotes, and drove them all out to an undisclosed location that wound up being Roosevelt Island in New York's East River. Now, here's the thing. It was like 400 degrees in New York yesterday.
Yeah. Well, at least it was a summer line that they were showing.
No, Allie, it was a winter line.
Oh, no.
And so 100 sweaty multiracial models had to walk the catwalk in everything from Kanye's fur coats to full-body spandex leotards.
Well, at least they were hydrated.
USA
right?
Today said many of the women passed out from the heat and dehydration.
It's the worst.
The video live stream was a disaster, and not much of the event was shown at all. A lot of time they just kept repeating the same material over and over again on a loop.
I don't know if you got to see any of the video.
I didn't.
None of the models' shoes fit. So they were all walking down, and you know the video that it was went viral years ago of the woman walking down the runway and her feet were all over the place?
Yeah.
Three of the models, that same exact, just falling all over the place. There's one random dude that came out of the audience, grabbed a model by the shoulders, and walked her down because he was sick of seeing her struggling.
Oh, that's
it was
awesome.
Awesome.
It's the best thing I've ever heard.
It was amazing.
Heavy sweaters, thigh-high boots caused a lot of the women to get woozy. They had to stop and take breaks. They were standing in the hot sun in a winter line, and by all accounts, it was a disaster. Oh, that makes me so happy. Today's celebrity birthdays. Martin Freeman is 45 years old today. Of course, you know him from the original Office from England. And also from the Hobbit movies, 45 years old today. David Arquette, also 45. Pink is 37.
I love her.
I do, too. I think she's great. Wiz Khalifa turns 29 years old today. And DJ Avicii. Hey, Avicii, how you do? Why you so much retired from all the DJing? You just got to put a thing with the thing and a little spin and press a button.
Italian,
Avicii,
actually.
How you doing, Avicii?
I think he's Swedish.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's retired now. He's 27 years old and he's retired.
Well.
What's he going to do the rest of his life? Work at IKEA? I'm
really?
Rob Garman. I walk the showbiz beat. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock. Kevin and Bean not included. And it's 6:23 on a Thursday morning. Look, I'm going to be honest with you. This is the situation. Bean's on vacation, right? And then Kevin called in sick this morning. So, really. No one works less than these two, quite frankly. But Allie is here, Chip is here, I'm here, and we're going to carry on because you have to know that somebody loves you, and that's us. I saw this story this morning, and I wanted to talk about it quickly because, first of all, this is our new segment called Women Are the Worst, right?
I don't
Hold on, let me get a little special effect with this.
Okay.
Stop it, Chip!
Women are the worst.
Okay.
That's an awful voice.
Right. Women are the worst, right? Here, that's what we're finding out.
I don't think that's what we're going to call the segment. We're working on a
wait
title.
And see.
Okay.
Let's talk about my boy, Lawrence John Ripple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And Lawrence John Ripple sounds like a delicious ice cream flavor.
It is lovely.
Robbins, by the way. 70 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a story about my man, Lawrence. He lives in Kansas. And he robbed a bank last week.
Oh.
Now, that's not unusual. The 70-year-old took a note and a gun and went into the bank. And the note said, hand over the money. He had the gun. The teller gave him $3,000. Now, this is where the story gets weird.
Uh-huh.
Instead of making a getaway, like most bank robbers do, he sat down in the lobby of the Brotherhood Bank and Trust and told the security guard that he was the bank robber.
Hey, you know that robbery that just happened like 8 seconds ago? That was me.
It's in my pocket.
What?
Here's the gun, too. That's me. Sat down, waited for police to arrive.
Uh-huh.
Why, may you ask?
Why?
Because women are the worst.
I'm not following.
He told the court
mm-hmm.
that he wanted to go to jail to get away from his wife.
Yeah!
There's got to be an easier way.
He told them he'd rather be in jail than at home.
Well, listen, I get it. You have fights. Maybe you're married a long time. You get sick of the other person's face. Do you rob a bank to go to jail?
Well, I'm guessing Lawrence John Ripple had spent some time incarcerated before. And I think he just liked the lifestyle.
Really?
I think he liked having three squares a day.
The brotherhood, if you will.
He liked how caught. He liked not much responsibility. And he liked his wife not nagging him about the broken dishwasher. That's what I'm guessing he liked.
Really love that toilet wine?
There was apparently a fight they had at home over, I believe it was a washing machine.
You're kidding.
And he had just had an ass full of Edith, or whatever her name is.
Now her name's Edith.
And he decided that he was going to go back to jail rather than spend another moment with that woman.
All right. I've been in long relationships. I have not been married. You've been married quite some time to a lovely woman.
11 years.
11 years. I can't.
Contrary to all bets to the otherwise earlier on. Yeah.
I can't imagine it getting to the point where any person would say, you know what? I'm going to rob a bank to get away from this psycho.
Well, listen, this is what I'm saying. This guy's situation, he's 70 years old.
Right.
He's probably broke as F.
All right.
Right? He's got no money.
Okay.
It's probably easier for him to live inside than it is for him to live outside. If in terms of like, he probably doesn't have a job. I mean, he's probably better off being taken care of by the state than he is if he just walked away from his wife. And this way he gets away from the wife, and it's a vacation for him.
Really?
Yeah, he gets to work out with the fellas. You know, they get that communal shower thing going.
We're talking about jail still.
Yeah, it's a good time, Allie.
I don't know.
I've never been to jail.
I have not.
So
you're right.
It's fun. The fight with his wife was not detailed in court documents. However, it is said that it was over a washing machine, and he had enough.
Huh. Ralph. Have you ever had a fight where you thought, I want to go to jail?
Yeah, I have actually. Yeah, I'm going to get my gun and my note. No, never with my wife, but I've been in some relationships where I would have done anything to get away.
Really?
But I had options. I was a young man, and I was able to walk.
Yeah, you weren't Lawrence John Ripple.
I wasn't Lawrence John Ripple, who is now serving time for bank robbery. But he doesn't have to listen to her anymore.
No,
you know what he hears now? Just the sweet, sweet sounds of his bunkmate saying, psst, hey, Lawrence, you and me tonight, buddy. We'll be right back. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:35 a.m. Kevin and Bean not included. And Allie, Ralph, Chip, we're all here. Great show coming up today. We've got Jim Rome coming on to talk sports in a little bit. Ashley Escada is here from CNET. We're going to talk about the big Apple announcement yesterday. Dr. Drew later on in the program. But first, who would have thought? We always thought it was the zombies we had to be afraid of. It was always the zombie apocalypse.
Right.
That's what everybody warned us about. Who would have thought it's the clowns? It's the clownpocalypse.
This is getting weirder and weirder by the day. It started off, I believe, in Greenville County, South Carolina.
Right.
Sightings of clowns trying to lure kids in the woods with money.
Which is already creepy as F.
Absolutely.
That's the worst.
And then it started spreading. So people were saying, oh, no, it's happening in other places. 2 weeks later, 180 miles away in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, more clowns.
And it all has to do with
the woods,
stop
Richie.
It, stop it. I hate the Pennywise.
Look down here.
I hate it. I hate it.
You want a balloon, Richie?
Nope. Please stop. But they're trying to lure kids into the woods, but then they go and check, and there's no clowns, no sight of a clown house, anything in the
Wait,
woods.
There's no clown
there's
house?
No clown.
Any clown car tracks?
I feel like there should be a place where they're congregating if they're all walking to the woods.
You could send a tracker in looking for clown scat to see if they can track them down. Any clown prints that they can find to go back to the
like
clown
big
lair?
Big shoe prints something.
That lead back to a burrow in the
something.
Ground or something?
But they cannot find any clowns, so they're wondering, is this mass hysteria? What's happening?
Well, it's for real, because apparently on Tuesday in Greensboro, North Carolina, a man had enough of this clown BS, and he grabbed a machete and chased a clown
what?
Into the woods near an apartment complex in Greensboro, North Carolina, say police. The man was wearing a scary clown mask, a red curly wig, a yellow dotted shirt, blue clown pants, and clown shoes. And he ran back into the woods as the man carrying the machete chased him there.
Come
and
on.
Then disappeared from view. Say
come on.
Police.
If you're in clown shoes,
you
you're...
Get me
stop
with your
it.
Machete,
stop
Richie.
It. How are you running that fast in clown shoes?
Well...
How slow is Machete Man? Is what I'm saying. I'm calling BS on all of this.
Allie, this is for real.
I don't
this
know.
This is the worst.
I don't know.
We don't know why he was there or what he was doing there, said police. It's not illegal to dress as a clown in Greensboro, he added.
It isn't?
No.
Okay.
But you can't wear a mask within city limits.
Well, that's
so,
quite the law.
There. What do they want? Why are they doing this? What are they doing with our children?
I don't know.
Why? It's the end of the world. The clowns are taking over. You know, he's not happy about this. Real clowns hate this.
Oh, point. Well, I bet. I mean, the clowns are there for one purpose, and that's to make kids happy.
And they have
right?
a bad enough rap anyway. Like, people are just scared of normal clowns just doing normal stuff.
Absolutely. Professional clowns, they work hard to protect the image, family-friendly, trained to interact in a positive manner. But you know what? Dave worked hard. Dave took it upon himself to find somebody that can answer some of these questions for us. He is somebody that runs a website called Just for Clowns. It's a news and resource just for clowns. His name is Sir Toonie Van Dukes. I believe we have Sir Toonie on the phone. Sir Toonie?
Hi there. How are you doing? I'm Sir Toonie Van Dukes.
Hi, Sir Toonie.
How
have you been doing with all of these reports of mysterious clowns trying to lure kids into the woods with money?
Oh, I'm so furious.
Right.
The news media making clowns seem dangerous and awful. We love children. I would love to get some kids in the woods. But then I would just entertain them and send them back home.
I feel like maybe not in the woods would be a first go-to for you. Maybe in a home, in a party area.
That's not nearly as exciting, but okay.
Okay.
Whatever it takes. Here's what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
People, don't be afraid of clowns. We're amazing and fun and wonderful. And we have big pants. You know why we have big pants?
Why?
To make room for those giant clowns. Props we keep in there.
All right. Oh, like things that you juggle with, things
yes.
like that? Okay.
Yes, and clowns sometimes, you know, we like the ladies, too.
Okay.
And then the ladies love us.
Right?
Would you like to get into a clown's pants?
I don't think you're doing much to help people not be creeped out by clowns, Sir Toonie.
Come on, we're fun. I'm Sir Toonie. Just put your pie in my face.
Sir Toonie.
What?
That's really inappropriate.
Would you like a seltzer spray?
Well, that's something that clowns do. That's better.
We do. We
sure.
spray seltzer in your face.
Okay.
We spray... Wait a minute. That's not seltzer.
Sir Toonie.
It's 6:52 on the world famous K-Rock, and you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Kevin and Bean not included.
That's right. So it's Allie and Chip and myself bringing you... The Showbiz Beat, coming up in the next hour, however, we have the lovely and talented Ashley Escada is going to stop by from CNET. We're going to be talking about Apple's big announcement yesterday. We have Jim Rome coming up later in the show also to talk about sports, including the kickoff of the NFL season tonight. Dr. Drew's stopping by, so stick around. In the meanwhile, let's take a look at the entertainment news. First and foremost, I'd like to say to all my fellow geeks, nerds out there, happy Star Trek Day.
Why?
On this day, Allie,
okay.
50 years ago today,
mm-hmm.
September, it is,
hey,
it is December,
Kevin.
Right? Are we on vacation? September.
Some people are.
September 8th,
uh-huh.
1966 was the very first episode, the premiere of Star Trek.
Where you first heard him say,
Take it to the bridge. Meet me on the bridge. See you on that bridge.
You know nothing about this franchise.
Nah,
do you?
Not even
How
a little.
How could you be such a big Star Wars fan and not have any of it cross over into Star Trek?
It makes no sense to anybody.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise.
Take it to the bridge.
No.
Nope.
It's a 5-year mission.
Okay.
To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no man has gone before.
All right.
You don't get it, man. So,
I don't.
Live long and prosper to all my Trekkers out there.
Trekkers or Trekkies?
Open up a blog.
Okay. Allie, come on. Open up a blog.
Sorry.
We abandoned Trekkies years ago.
You did? Okay.
Now we're Trekkers.
Is that real?
It is real.
Shut up.
Why not? Why shouldn't we be called what we want to be called?
But why was it Trekkies forever?
Trekkie just
What's the difference?
Trekkie sounds lame. Trekkers is cool.
Really?
Yes. Hate you now.
It's going to be a long day for you then.
You know how Forbes magazine released their lists of stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've got another one. It's called the Hip Hop Cash Kings.
Yeah, let's do this.
All that means is who made the most money in hip hop for 2016.
Wow.
This is over the past year, by the way. Keep that in mind.
Okay.
You're going to be rattled to the core when you hear what number one made over the past year.
Okay.
But let's go through it. Do you have any guesses before I get to give
well,
you the list?
See, I don't like what's considered current hip-hop.
Right.
I'm more of a Mobb Deep, Biggie kind of guy.
Sure, I understand what you're saying, but you know these names.
Yeah. Is Drake considered hip-hop?
He absolutely would be. He's fourth on the list with $38.5 million.
Oh, wow. Okay, Kanye.
Kanye, not in the top 10.
That makes me happy.
Right? That makes me smile as well.
Okay.
Turd Ferguson
didn't make the list.
Oh, he should be up there.
He should. DJ Turd?
DJ Turd. What? Ferg. the guy with all the tattoos on his face. Drinks the scissor.
Wiz Khalifa?
No. But he does have tattoos on his face. Yes. But different gentleman.
Mike Tyson?
No. But a great rapper, nonetheless.
Scissorp isn't exactly narrowing anything down for me.
Lil Wayne!
Thank you, Beer Mug.
Lil Wayne not on the list.
Okay.
He just retired.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio not also on the list. Lil Wayne just retired because he's in a big fight with his partner. And
stuff, okay.
So that's not happening. Birdman, 10th on the list.
Respect.
$18 million.
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, okay.
$18.5 million at number 9. Pharrell Williams. I don't think Pharrell necessarily is hip-hop.
No.
He's a producer of all kinds of music, but he's 8th on the list.
Although I did love N.E.R.D.
Yeah. $19.5 million made in number 8 on the list. Pitbull! Dolly!
Stop!
Dolly!
He's considered hip-hop?
150%! Dolly!
No! I reject everything on this list.
7th on the list.
Johnny Asshole.
Johnny Asshole did not make the cut this year.
Are any dead people on the list?
Let me see. No. Everyone's living.
Well, that's too bad.
Nicki Minaj.
Really?
6th.
Come on.
Wiz Khalifa, 5th on the list.
Wiz!
$24 million.
Okay.
Drake, as we mentioned, was 4th.
Boba Fett.
Boba Fett didn't make it. Dr. Dre, $39 million made him 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Jay-Z. $53.5 million was number 2.
Jigga.
And can you guess who was number 1? Hugo Weaving.
No,
huh. Hugo Weaving didn't make the list.
Snoop.
No.
No.
Snoop not on the list. Think moneymakers. Think across the board. Think not just music, but other ventures that
LL
may be
Cool
money
J.
making. No.
50 Cent.
Diddy.
Wow. Really?
Diddy.
Diddy.
Puff Daddy, Doo Wah Diddy, Diddy Dum Diddy Doo.
Nope.
Are you not entertained?
Number one.
Are you not entertained?
$62 million.
Really?
In a year.
Well, he's got what? Chirac? Is that him?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Doesn't he have water, too? Isn't he the water king?
I thought that was 50 Cent.
Oh, that is 50. Well, regardless, he's making money.
So was it 50 or Diddy?
It's Diddy.
Okay.
$62 million.
Can we stop trying to be down?
Yeah, let's.
Okay.
Let's be white again, shall we? Can we talk more about Star Trek? Hey, I want to give you something because you're nice.
Oh, thank you.
Not you.
Okay.
People listening. Danny Elfman, of course, is doing Halloween at the Hollywood Bowl again this year. It is A Nightmare Before Christmas, performed live picture with some of the original cast, including Danny, of course. This is just an amazing event. So cool. Danny was on the show, said this is the last time he's going to do it.
Yeah.
So if you want to see Danny Elfman sing Jack Skellington,
yeah,
you got to go to this thing at the Hollywood Bowl. Happening October 29th and 30th. You will get your choice of whether you want to go on the 29th or the 30th. We'll give you a pair of tickets to Danny Elfman's Halloween at the Hollywood Bowl. But I don't want to give it just to anybody.
Yeah, these are hard tickets.
These are hard tickets to get, so I want to give it to a real fan. I'm going to ask you a trivia question, if you can answer it. First person to answer this correctly will be going to see Danny Elfman at the Hollywood Bowl, okay? Mm-hmm. Danny Elfman, not only, of course, Oingo Boingo, legendary K-rock band, also known as one of the preeminent composers for film and television working in Hollywood today. The Simpsons, for God's sakes.
If he just did the Simpsons theme song,
it would have been unreal. But he's done so many major feature films as well as television. And I would like to ask you, if you're an Elfman fan, you should know this. What was the very first film Danny Elfman scored? What was the very first film that he composed the score for? If you know the answer, 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. Call with that number. First person to get through with the correct answer will get your choice of going to see Danny Elfman's Halloween at the Hollywood Bowl on October 29th or 30th. By the way, tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. if you want to buy tickets if you don't get them. So, okay, let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Big Boy, DJ Big Boy, 47 years old today.
In the neighborhood, Big Boy?
It's not the same guy. It's a different Big Boy, right? Is it radio DJ Big Boy? Isn't there like a club DJ named Big Boy also? How many big boys are there?
It's Big Boy. Who's in the neighborhood?
It's that Big Boy. It's not the one who carries the big burger in Burbank on Riverside?
That's Bob's
Big Boy.
Yeah.
Okay. Glad we narrowed that down.
Uh-huh. I think there is a Big Boy rapper, but I think it's O.I. Big Boy. Yeah.
That's where I was confused. Yeah. Martin Freeman. He's 45 years old today.
He's actually an outcast, isn't that?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
He's from the Hobbit movies, of course, at 45. David Arquette is also 45 years old today. Pink! Oh, I love me some Pink. She's 37. Wiz Khalifa, 29. We're just talking about him and how much money he makes, which is a lot. And DJ Avicii. Hey, how you go, Avicii? Why you no call your mama no more?
Again,
she
not Italian.
She make a food for you.
From
and
Sweden.
You never come by, Avicii. Too busy with, I'm going to be a DJ in my clubs.
Sweden.
The name like Avicii.
It has to be good.
He's 27 years old. Do we have an answer to my trivia question? I think Philip is on the line from Pomona. Let's see if he knows. Philip?
Hi.
Hi, Philip. What was the very first film that Danny Elfman composed the score for?
Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure! You're absolutely right. Hold on, we're going to give you a little details, but you're going to go see Danny Elfman's Halloween at the Hollywood Bowl. Thanks for playing along.
Paul Rubens, by the way.
And Paul Rubens, that's right. There. Speaking of Pee-wee, he'll be performing as well. It's going to be a great event. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's
Kevin and Bean not included.
7:06 in the morning. Big day yesterday if you were an apple head, an apple wonk, an apple tree. What are the apple fans called? What are they called?
Apple teenies.
They're not called apple teenies. I know that much for sure. But big announcement yesterday from Apple. The iPhone 7 and iPhone 7 Plus were announced yesterday. And to talk to us about this and all things technology is once again our good friend Ashley Escada from CNET. Thank you, Ashley, for coming by.
Oh, thanks for having me.
That's for that thunderous applause.
I see Kevin and Bean are afraid of me.
They're scared to death.
Great.
Of you.
They're that's fine.
Powerful women.
Mission accomplished.
That's what it is. Ashley, you always follow Apple very closely. You live tweet Apple announcements, if I'm not mistaken.
I do.
Yeah.
I follow you on Twitter, and I feel like yesterday you shined unlike ever before. Your live tweeting of this event was hysterical because you're not afraid to take some jabs as well as to, you know, let them know what you're really looking for as an Apple consumer.
Yeah. I mean, I live to live tweet an Apple event because it's so much fun to make fun of what's happening there.
It's insane.
It's so much fun because it's just so, it's so crazy sometimes. You're just watching this and you're like, I can't believe this just happened. So, for example, one of the things they announced yesterday, one of the things that has had the most scrutiny surrounding it is the decision to remove the headphone jack on the next iPhone.
So iPhone 7 and iPhone 7 Plus will no longer have a jack for you to put in your headphones.
Correct. You will have to either use wireless headphones or you will have to have your regular headphones plug into an adapter, which will come with the new iPhones. It's the first time Apple's ever included an adapter. Or you can
What does the adapter plug into?
It's into wireless? The lightning port. So if you have an iPhone with the smaller port on it, which is most of the newer ones, you will be able to plug in directly to that. And the new EarPods also that come in the iPhone have a lightning cable. But it was the funniest thing maybe that I have ever heard at an Apple event. Phil Schiller from Apple was on stage and he says, you know, a lot of people have been asking the question, why would Apple remove the headphone jack? And
his response is amazing.
He says the answer to that is one word, courage.
Oh, my Lord.
I was dying.
He's marching us into war.
Oh, those brave men and women removing the headphone jack, leading us to a headphone jack free future.
Now, that's his BS answer, but what's the real reason? Why would they do that?
Apple
says... Are they just trying to push everyone to use their wireless headphones? Is that their goal?
I think it's a little bit of... Apple says that they insist that there is a lot more control that you can have over Lightning because it's sort of app-controlled, which means you'll have some more options. But
doesn't that mean there's a lot more that can go wrong, though, too?
Yes. I think so. And there's been some concern from a few writers online about DRM music. So maybe you will plug your Lightning cable and say, hey, like, you can't actually play this because this is copyrighted. Or, you know, there's some concerns there. But on that same note, like, Apple says that it's just the best way that you can listen to music. There hasn't really been any definitive proof that that's true, but you know, Apple famously the phrase reality distortion field used to apply to Steve Jobs, and so I think this is maybe a little bit of the same thing.
And if you haven't seen these AirPods that they're touting, they literally just hang out of your ears.
It does look
so
like
no
you have
one's
going
to lose those, but if you do, they're only $159 to replace.
All?
Are
Get
you
a dozen.
Kidding me?
Get a
the crazy thing is that wireless Bluetooth earbuds are. Like the ones that we've seen are more expensive. Mm-hmm. They're actually, you know, $250. The ones that are decent sounding and, but yeah, these are AirPods. And
they look
not,
like little penises hanging out of your ear.
They look like little straws, I think. They look like little tiny straws.
It looks like Lieutenant Uhura, speaking of Star Trek, used to have those in her ears when she would talk to Captain Kirk.
On the bridge.
That's great.
Okay. For once, you got it right, Allie. If you said bridge enough times, eventually you're
it's
bound to
stick.
Be right.
It's going to stick.
Yeah. Well, Star Trek 50, you got to get on it. Yeah. They have these AirPods, and they're wireless, and they've got, you know, it's Bluetooth, but they are small, and like you said, they seem imminently losable to me. I can't imagine carrying around two tiny little earbuds without anything actually attached to them so that they do not leave my person at any given time.
Now, what's the reaction been from Apple fans, pro or con, the new decision with the headphones? Because I know everybody's been talking about it, but I don't know. I'm not an Apple guy myself, so I don't know what people are, how they're feeling about it.
I think from what I've seen, a lot of people, it's been very mixed. Yeah. Some people are really excited about, oh, great, you know, I have one cable that I need to carry with me or, you know, things like that. And I would imagine they will make wireless headphones that also plug in with Lightning when you unplug them. But overall, like, I think most people are just kind of scratching their heads going, why now?
Yeah.
And Apple really traditionally has not been a trailblazer in terms of new features. Mm-hmm. They tend to be a little bit more conservative about it. So it was kind of shocking that they would be one of the first to say, nah, you know what, we don't need 125-year-old technology that... You know, that's worked pretty well for everybody up until this point. We're just going to get rid of it.
Well,
why do I
courage?
Courage.
So courage.
So much courage, you guys.
Why do I need two lenses?
So this, I actually am very excited about this. One of the biggest and favorite features on any iPhone is the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And so on just the 7 Plus, they're only doing this on the 7 Plus, which is the bigger one. They're going to have dual lenses.
Okay.
And one of them will be a wide angle and one of them will be a telephoto. So you're going to be able to get really good, crisp images, so they say, out of even if you have to zoom very far in.
Okay.
So if you want to creep on people.
That's what we're talking about right here.
But I bet you someone will take advantage of that.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and you should. The new Apple Watch. What is this even a thing?
I think this is maybe a worthy purchase for anybody who was waiting.
Okay.
There were a lot of people who said, no, you know, first gen Apple Watch, maybe I'm not so interested. This time around, it seems like there are some things that people really wanted that they're adding. So GPS is now in the watch. Mm-hmm. So if you go for a run, you don't have to carry your phone with you. That was like one of the things people were frustrated
that you don't know how to get home.
Listen, every time Apple announces anything that has to do with fitness, mm-hmm. I always get really depressed because I feel like it's a commentary when they show me these commercials of people going out and being super athletic. I'm like, okay, I'm lazy. And
but that's a fictional lifestyle. No one is living that life.
No.
Well, Dave popped his head in and he's a big Samsung guy. He will get the Apple Watch because you can play Pokemon Go on it.
Yeah, that was a big thing.
He needs to die, right?
I think maybe Dave needs to rethink his life decisions.
Amen.
Maybe he just needs just a little, just some of them, maybe just a few.
Yeah.
But, you know, Mario, that was the big surprise for me was right out of the gate, they did Carpool Karaoke with James Corden. Tim Cook did, which was great. And Pharrell was there, and it was really weird. But because they're doing sort of an extension of Carpool Karaoke on Apple TV. Apple's sort of producing this. And then right after that, they said, you know, we have the App Store, and it's amazing, but it's always been missing something. And then here's Mario. And everybody was just like, what? What is happening here? And then here comes the creator of Mario, Shigeru Miyamoto, who is a legend in video gaming. And he walks out, talks about it. And they're going to have this Super Mario Runner game. None of their classic titles, but a Super Mario Runner that'll come out later this year to the App Store, which is a really big deal. It's the first time Nintendo as a company is making a game that is specifically using their franchises, their characters, like
That's
Mario.
Kind of a big deal, isn't it?
It's a big deal, and so a lot of people are kind of upset about that. They said Nintendo maybe lost a little bit of their identity, and you know they're kind of giving up some freedom. But the thing is. They gotta move forward, and so this seems like a really good way for them to make gobs of money without actually porting any of their classic titles to iOS or Android. But it'll come to iOS and Android.
Speaking of iOS, a new system, right? They're updating.
iOS 10 will be coming out. It'll be alongside the new. It'll be alongside the new iPhones, and there's a lot of different stuff in here. They have some oddly entertaining message features where you're able to sort of have these animations and stickers. It's very kind of, it's for the youths.
Yeah.
It's for the youths. Uh-huh. It's not for us.
Do you recommend updating as soon as it comes out or waiting for the second update with the bug fixes?
So I've actually had iOS 10 on my phone for the beta for a couple of months.
Oh, have you actually?
Well, I got to make sure it's good. I got to make sure it's good.
So I can
tell you if it's good or
exactly.
not.
Exactly.
It seems very stable to me. So I would say day one, you can feel safe to upload it. Hopefully, it will not break your phone. I know there was a patch at one point that did, in fact, end up making it impossible to make phone calls.
No one makes phone calls on their phone.
That's very true.
That is silly.
But they patched that very quickly. And so, I would say more than likely a 0.0, which is a full numerical upgrade. So 10.0, iOS 10.0, you should be fine.
Okay.
You should be fine.
Now, September 9th, that's when the new iPhones go on sale. It's they're saying, what, it's about $650 for the new 7, and then for the Plus, around, looks like $770.
Yeah, it'll be pre-orders on Friday
pre-orders
at midnight.
On Friday.
So you'll have to stay up a little bit late online if you want to pre-order your iPhone.
Awesome. Well, Ashley, thanks again for coming in and give us the update on everything Apple. We appreciate it.
Happy
Always
to come in.
Lovely to see you. We'll be right back on the world famous K-Rock. You are listening to the world famous K-Rock. It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
Kevin and Bean not included.
And we're carrying on in their absence. Bean's on vacation. Kevin called in sick. So
rest in peace to both of them.
You get Allie. You get Chip. You get me. And you get Tales of Stupidity. Not just here on the Kevin and Bean Show, mm-hmm. but also in other people's lives. I thought this was awesome. Great story about a British tourist who was enjoying himself, had a good time,
mm-hmm.
had a few cocktails, got more than he bargained for when he went out for a night on the town in Spain. Instead of paying a few euros for a ride home, he was drunkenly decided to shell out a whopping 28,500 pounds, which is roughly around $43,000 American, and bought his own bus.
Yay!
That's a problem.
That is a drunken purchase of extraordinary proportions.
I'm confused by this. He's this DJ. He was in Ibiza.
Right. He's playing there. He's playing a gig. He got blasted drunk.
Right.
And instead of just paying for a cab ride home, in his drunken logic, it seemed like a better idea for him to buy a bus to take him home. So he did get a ride home.
Sure.
But then he realized when he looked at his credit card the next day that he purchased a bus.
That's
a $42,000 bus that he now owns.
There's got to be more than two ways to click, are you sure? Yes, give me that bus.
But I assume from this article that he actually said, yeah.
He did. He's
that
being
sounds
charged
like a good
for the
idea,
bus.
But it seemed like a good idea, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He actually tweeted out, I can't believe this is happening. Ibiza ruins lives. P.S. Yeah. Anybody want to buy a bus off me?
Well, look.
It's a nice looking coach.
This is not the first time someone has gotten blasted drunk and made a bad purchase.
No.
I know I myself have had a long history. And by the way, if you have a story about you were out, you were drunk, or maybe you were home and you were drunk, and you made a purchase that you regretted after the fact. Drunk buying, we're calling this segment. If you bought something drunk that you later regretted, give us a call at 1-800-520-1067. My wife hates this. I am legend for drinking at home.
Okay.
First of all, just in general.
That's good.
But I sometimes I'll just get a bottle of wine in me, and I'll end up staying up late watching television, and invariably I will start becoming subject to the late night infomercials.
Oh, yes.
And I will double down.
Yeah.
I mean, my wife has received the Eggie from me because of a drunken purchase.
And what is the Eggie? Is that the...
Oh, Allie,
it's for
the
your
Eggie,
feet? The pumice?
You don't know what you started, Allie.
No, the Eggie is the perfect way to cook eggs.
Oh, yes. You put them in... Yes, I've seen
you
that.
Put the egg inside the Eggie.
And it cooks perfectly
exactly,
every time.
Exactly, yes.
Okay.
It doesn't work, by the way.
No?
The Slap Chop was a drunken purchase. I
did
a ton of infomercial buying while inebriated.
What about a Flowbee? Ever get a Flowbee?
Never got the Flowbee, no. But I've made many purchases while I was drunk that were a huge, huge mistake. But never to the size of a bus.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever buy anything, Allie, when you were inebriated that you learned?
I learned when it was delivered, I ordered three pairs of shoes. And I opened up the first pair and I was like, well, these aren't bad. These are pretty great. Opened up the second two. I'm like, I don't know who these are fitting or where you would wear them. Apparently, my friend and I, a little bit maybe towards a blackout.
Oh, boy.
And thought, oh, we should definitely order these shoes that we saw somebody wearing at the bar we were at. They were the wrong size and something I would never wear.
Like hooker shoes?
No.
Like horseshoes?
No, they were more of like a wrap up your leg kind of shoe. That,
I don't even know what that means. What is a wrap up your leg kind of shoe?
They're very popular this year. This was years ago, so I was ahead of the trend. But like a ballet slipper that actually wrapped up your leg.
Oh, it like ties up your leg? Like a Wonder Woman boot or
delightful.
Something?
Delightful.
Yeah, those are hot.
Yeah, not when they're size 5.
Not for you. Huh?
I was a size 5 in third grade.
I would think that... The internet has caused a real upswing in this kind of behavior.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? You get a couple cocktails in you, and then you hop on Amazon and start doing all your, all dumb buying, I'm guessing, at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we have some people on the line who also had an experience like this. Let's talk to Jason first in Riverside and see what Jason maybe bought while he was drunk. Jason?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, sir. How are you? What was your drunk purchase?
I was at California Adventure in Disneyland one year in the summertime one day, and me and my wife, my kids went to the Tron thing they have at night down there, and they have bars and you can buy drinks. Well, I had about maybe four or five drinks, and my kids started asking me for the bubble machines and all the toys, the light up toys that cost like $20-$30 each. So by the end of the night, I spent about $150, and I didn't realize it until the next morning when I woke up, you know, to count the money that we spent from the night before, and then my wife actually told me what I was doing, and I was just saying yes to everything.
So you bought your kids $150 worth of souvenirs?
Yes.
But that's not a bad purchase because you're making your kids
happy.
Happy.
And it was only two things. Let's be honest. At Disneyland.
Yeah, really, Disneyland for $150. But it turns out that booze turns you into a good father, Jason. So that's not
nice,
so bad.
Jason.
I guess.
It could have been worse.
Jason's still pissed.
Yeah, I know. Bubble machines. Thanks, Jason. Thanks for calling. Let's talk to Phil in Stanton. This is maybe I should have saved this for last. This may be my favorite one of this whole segment. Let's find out. Phil?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, sir. Please let us know what you purchased after a few cocktails.
Well, cocktails, Tijuana, mid-20s. On the way back across the border, we stopped and picked up the ceramic life-size Dalmatian.
Yes! Yes! That's the best thing ever.
A I hope it's in your home.
Ceramic Dalmatian, yes. Named Lucky.
Yeah, so now we're in our 40s, and it still exists. My buddy is a council member. I won't say what city, but it still exists in his garage to this day.
See, now that's not a purchase you regret. That's a lifelong friend you've made there with Lucky.
Yeah, Lucky's lucky you found him.
That's a keeper.
It. Yeah.
He came across the border with us.
Nice. Could have smuggled drugs in Lucky if you were real smart.
Yeah, we should bust that sucker open. I bet there may be something in there.
What if there is, right?
Oh, so great. Oh. Find a whole bunch of cocaine inside of Lucky. Give him a whole new meaning to his name. Let's take one more before we go to commercial. Let's see. How about Austin in Riverside? Let's talk to Austin and see what drunk purchase he made while inebriated. Austin?
Yes, Austin. How you doing, Ralph?
Austin, sir, I'm well. Please tell us what you purchased while under the influence.
Well, one night when I was in the military just drinking with friends, I want to say it was probably like 1:30 in the morning. Most of my buddies were just kind of passed out, and I was surfing the internet, and I decided to buy How to Speak Gaelic.
How to Speak Gaelic? Were you being shipped off to Ireland?
No, I'm actually Irish, so, you know, I figured it was a good idea. I might as well just try and learn Gaelic.
Well, let's hear a couple words you learned.
Yeah, I never opened it.
So if anybody wants a never-used CD on how to speak Gaelic.
No, I think I still have it, too, somewhere in my closet, and it's been probably over 10 years.
Well, slancha.
Aaron Gobra.
Yeah.
Austin, well done, sir.
Searsha.
Great
purchase.
I
just wanted to say I'm a longtime listener since probably junior high. I'm 32 today. It's my birthday, so thank you guys for doing what you do.
Happy birthday, Austin. Thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you very much.
We're going to take a short commercial break. We'll be back, and we're going to talk to some more people who made really dumb purchases while drinking here on the world-famous K-Rock. It is 7:40. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Kevin and Bean not included.
On the world-famous K-Rock. And in a little bit, we're going to be talking to Jim Rome about sports, start of the NFL season. We have Dr. Drew coming up later on the show. But right now, we were talking about a DJ from the UK named Davey Little, who was partying in Ibiza. He was partying at a nightclub, decided he needed a ride home, but instead of just ordering an Uber, he bought a bus.
Yeah.
A drunken purchase that cost him $42,000 when he bought himself a bus. This so strikes me as a thing Kevin would do, by the way.
Yeah.
I just can't believe he hasn't bought a bus yet. So we've been taking your phone calls about stupid drunk purchases that you have made, and we got some spectacular ones on the line here. Did you get a tweet?
We got a tweet from a woman named Rainstorm. Hers was Percocet, though, but 4 a.m., $200 vibrator, and a $700 Dyson vacuum.
Wow!
Wow, that's layered.
$200 vibrator.
Yeah.
Can't imagine what that does for $200.
I can't.
Let's go to Chris in Cerritos and see what purchase he made while under the influence. Chris?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man. What did you buy and what happened?
So I was in Vegas for my girlfriend's 21st birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, great way to start the story.
Sure.
And she and her friend were getting ready in the room. I was led on my own to go walk around and explore while they're getting ready to go out for the night.
Yeah.
Walked by a store, saw a really sparkly tie, thought it was cool, went to a bar, had a drink, came back to that store. Looked more at that tie, and it was a tie with about 100 or more Swarovski crystals in it.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
And the tie cost around $400. So at that time, I decided it was a really good idea to get that.
Wow.
I wanted to supplement it with a $70 tie clip.
You bought a $400 tie with crystals on it.
I hope it was something cool like a skull.
Oh, it looks awesome. The only bad part is the crystals are starting to fall off now.
Yeah, that's the only bad part. So not the part that you paid $400 for a tie. Maybe you started off bad, Chris.
Lay off the sauce, man.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Chris. Thanks for calling. Eric from North Hollywood, he made an interesting purchase. I can't decide if this is a bad purchase or not, though. I think I kind of love it. Eric?
Hey, guys.
Hey, man. What happened? What did you buy when you were drunk?
Well, I was with some friends at a bar, and we thought it would be a great idea to build a time machine, so I purchased a DeLorean via eBay.
No, you did not.
Yeah, $18,500 it cost. luckily, we got a notification from credit card fraud or whatever, so I was able to contact the credit card, the seller, and eBay to convince them that it was all a drunken mistake.
Oh, oh no.
You coward.
Well, come on. 18.5? I'd never be able to recoup that.
For a DeLorean. You'd be the owner of a DeLorean,
he
though.
He would spend 18.5 just to fix it machine. Weekly.
You don't have to build a time machine. You can pretend. You can drive around and go, Marty, you have to go back. We've got problems at the prom.
My God.
Or whatever. You can just wear a lab coat and do Doc Brown all day.
No.
To this day, I'm not allowed to use eBay unsupervised.
Yeah,
that's
I don't blame
good
you.
Decision.
Roads, where we're going, we don't need roads. It's so driving DeLorean.
How drunk
around
are you that you're like, we should make a time machine? No, I'll buy a DeLorean. That's amazing.
A couple of cocktails. You know, I wanted to be the owner of the time machine.
Yeah, well, look, and you had your chance and you blew it, Eric. You're a failure.
Way to go,
level.
Eric.
All right, let's close out with Jay in Orange. I think Jay may win.
What's up?
Jay, you may have made the best purchase while under the influence of all the calls this morning. Please tell your story.
Well, of course, a little bit of drinks in me, and then kind of when I get on drinks, I partake in the occasional recreational narcotics.
Sure.
And got a little paranoid.
Okay.
Got online and I bought a casket.
Ladies and gentlemen, a coffin. Jay bought himself a coffin.
Because you were paranoid you were going to die, so you were thinking ahead?
I was thinking, you know what, just in case my heart gives up, I want to at least be prepared. And,
you know, if your heart gives up, you won't be there to sign for the package when the casket shows up, Jay.
Well, see, that's the thing. I didn't even know until the next morning when I guess the owners called me and said, hey, when can you come down here and get some measurements?
Oh, Jay.
Oh, it was a custom-made-to-order casket.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You went high-end. I like that. What did it cost you? What did the casket cost you?
About $1,300.
$1,400.
Yeah.
You did the right thing, Jay.
See, I still would have bought the DeLorean and had myself buried in it, I think. That's the way I would have gone. Kill two birds with one stone. Yeah. Mm. This all makes me want to shake my groove fang.
Well, you're doing something over there.
Shaking my groove
fang,
is that what
it is?
Allie. Look at me. Look at my groove
fang. I'd rather look away.
It's shaking my groove fang.
It's uncomfortable, quite frankly.
It is 7:53 on the world famous K-Rock. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Kevin and Bean not included.
That's right, but we're having a good time anyway, aren't we? I think we are.
We are.
Saturday night, 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose. Kevin Smith and I once again take the stage for Hollywood Babylon.
No!
Come on! It's a good time. We have a good time. I drink a lot. Kevin gets baked, and we go out on stage, and we talk about all things show business for the week. A lot to talk about this week. Some good stuff. Kevin's coming back from Vancouver. He's working on The Flash up there, so we'll be talking about that as well. Come out and join us if you've got nothing to do on Saturday night. You can go to improv.com to get your tickets. Meanwhile, just a little bit, we're going to be talking to Jim Rome about sports. We got Dr. Drew coming on later in the show. But first, let's talk about show business, shall we?
Sure.
This is bad news. Apparently, Chelsea O'Donnell, the 18-year-old daughter of Rosie O'Donnell, was rushed to the emergency room this week after suffering an overdose.
Oh, no.
Yeah. A representative for Rosie O'Donnell says she's not commenting. But they've had a tumultuous relationship. Apparently, you know, they were very strange for a while, and then Chelsea came back to live with Rosie, and now this. So, bad news. It's hard enough to be a kid, but I can imagine being Rosie O'Donnell's daughter is difficult.
It can't be easy at all.
Yeah.
And then everything was so public with her running away and, ugh.
Yep.
That's just not good.
Bad stuff. Also bad stuff, Melissa George of Grey's Anatomy. She was rushed to a hospital in Paris yesterday morning after she showed up at a local police station with bruises on her face.
Oh, no.
In pain and feeling faint. Reports say that she was assaulted by her companion, longtime boyfriend Jean David, who has not been arrested or charged with the crime yet. The couple have two sons together, 2-year-old Raphael and a baby named Solal. Solal.
That's what you're focused on in the story?
S-O-L-A-L. Solal.
It's okay.
Is it a baby from the planet Krypton? Was it brought here by a rocket? Just saying.
Would
anyway,
you prefer a Solange?
I hope Melissa George is fine, but seriously, name your kid something that's not ass.
Okay.
All right,
Ralph.
Thank you.
Well said.
And I hate to admit that Allie might be right, because it happens so rarely, but Taylor Swift and Tom Hiddleston's relationship?
Yo.
Was it real or was it manufactured?
It was totally fake.
Well, TMZ claims that sources are saying perhaps it was manufactured as an attempt to create a false relationship for Taylor Swift to be in after her breakup with Calvin Harris.
You liar!
But it seemed like they did it while they were still dating. Like, they set up the, oh, we're going to dance together at the Met Gala. Still dating, Calvin. And then it just seemed like the timeline seemed so close.
Well, there's speculation that maybe she had a fling with Tom Hiddleston while dating Calvin Harris.
Oh.
Maybe she was a cheating whore.
Interesting.
And so then it would have looked better to have her look like there was a relationship was the outcome of that, rather than just a
oops, I cheated, and now we're broken up.
Just some fun.
Okay.
Yeah. So, either way, it just means she's just a lying farter.
Yeah.
And a racist.
Sure.
That's what that report means, more or less.
I didn't see either of those things in that report.
Kanye West is a mess. His fashion line, Yeezy Season 4, was revealed yesterday with a big production that he put together himself that turned out to just to be a disaster. It was for his winter line, so that means a lot of heavy knit sweaters and coats.
Yeah.
Damn, is it Christmas already that we need sweaters and it's winter time?
Sweater time.
So anyways.
coats and full body leotards. And here's the thing. It was about 4,000 degrees in New York yesterday.
Well, he held it inside, so they had air on.
No, he actually held it outside.
I'm sorry?
On Roosevelt Island in New York's East River. In the sun during the day.
Well,
an army of models sitting and baking in the sun.
At least they were hydrated.
They were not hydrated enough.
Nope.
And so ladies were passing out from the heat. People in the audience were running up to them, offering them bottles of water. Trying to keep them to stay upright in the hot weather. Models on the runway were falling, losing shoes, breaking heels, collapsing from the heat. It sounds like a disaster.
It sounds like the best
fashion
show ever.
Oh, no. This is a colossal disaster, Kanye West said. Yeah. I love this epic failure. Makes me laugh and smile so much because Kanye West is the worst.
That's like someone showing their spring line in the dead of winter doing it outside.
Right.
It's insane.
In a foot of snow.
Oh.
Well, he's got to do everything that's special and different.
What's the point of thinking?
Right?
It's
What's
true.
The point of thinking?
It's a good point.
You know
Kanye.
What thinking leads to? Hydrated models and air conditioning. You don't want that.
No one
What's
wants that.
What's the point of thinking?
Oh, God bless him.
What an ass. And this sounds pretty cool. Dave Grohl is the coolest guy in the world, right? We all know that.
Absolutely.
Turns out his mom, Virginia Grohl, is pretty cool as well. She's writing a book called From Cradle to Stage, Stories from the Mothers Who Rocked and Raised Rock Stars.
Oh.
So she's going to talk to the moms of famous musicians and hear their stories. I think this sounds like a great idea.
Any musicians listed? Other
mom? Yeah.
Okay.
She's already interviewed Dr. Dre's mom.
Nice.
So she's going to get some background on what it was like to raise Dre. Amy Winehouse's mother. I think that'll be a fascinating story.
Wow.
Michael Stipe's mother.
Fred Durst's mom?
No, Fred Durst didn't make the cut. Hmm. Adam Levine's mom.
Huh.
Will be interviewed as well. And, of course, I'm sure that Virginia will have stories about Dave as well in the book. The book will be out on April 25th. 2017. So
check that out.
Plenty of time for you to circle your calendar.
Okay.
April of next year. But apparently she's working on the book.
How great is that, though, to find out when she knew he had this talent, how she instilled in him it's something he should go for, or if these moms were like, hey, have a backup.
I bet that would be a fascinating story.
Absolutely.
To hear from a mother's point of view what's it like to raise someone who's that passionate about music, and especially being a parent and being concerned that your kid will never be able to, like, move out of your basement because they're going to be loser musicians for their whole life.
She was steering him to be, like, a CPA.
Yeah. My father always said that to me.
You should be a CPA?
No.
Oh.
But when I told him I wanted to be, an actor / performer, he said, no. You want to be an actor? Do your actor in front of a jury. Be a lawyer. That's what he suggested to me. I never took him up on that. And it's days like this, and maybe I wish I had. Today's celebrity birthdays. Big boy! Big boy in the neighborhood! That's my cowbell.
Is that your bell? Do it again.
He's 47 years old today. Martin Freeman's 45. David Arquette also 45 today. Pink is 37. Wiz Khalifa, 29 today. And DJ Avicii celebrates his 27th birthday. Stick around. Jim Rome is up next. We'll be right back here on the World Famous K-Rock. It is the World Famous K-Rock at 8:06 in the a.m. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Kevin and Bean not included.
In a couple of minutes, we're going to be taking your phone calls in a segment we call What's Good, where you tell us what are we missing? What are we not talking about? What stories are we not covering? What things should we know? Please give us a call at 1-800-520-1067. Why listen to the show when you can be part of the show? We'll take your calls in a couple minutes. But first and foremost, hit it, Steve. It is that time of the week again where we talk to the legend, Mr. Jim Rome, host of the Jim Rome Show, and of course, Jim Rome's Daily Jungle podcast, available at jimrome.com, play.it, and iTunes. Good morning, Mr. Rome.
Ralph, I'll tell you what's missing. Kevin. And Bean. That's what's missing.
This show is really poorly named. It really is.
Can I get a roll call, please? Is there anybody there who's supposed to be there?
I'm here.
Allie McKay is here.
I am here.
All right.
Chip is here, and I'm here, Jim.
There you go. All right. Best show ever.
That's right.
Let's do it.
Let's talk about tonight, shall we? Broncos v. Panthers. Are we calling it a rematch of Super Bowl 50?
Don't call it a rematch. Everybody is, but that is not a rematch. Because when they last played, Denver won, and as you guys remember, Peyton Manning practically made out with Papa John right there on the field.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Before launching into that embarrassing and shameless beer shill. But he's not there. Neither is Brock Osweiler. I mean, does anybody listening even know who Denver's starting quarterback is right now? I'll bet you, in fact, I will give you $10,000 of Bean's money. The first person through who can tell me who their starting quarterback is, Bean will scratch you a check for 10 grur. Call right now, 1-800-BEAN.
No.
1-800-BEAN.
I don't think we could do that, Jim. But I believe it's Trevor Siemian, if I'm not mistaken.
Ding, ding, ding. Dude, go get your money.
All right.
That's exactly it.
We're starting the Trevor Siemian era in Denver.
Yeah, whatever you do, though. Don't tell me that this is a rematch, because also, Cam Newton's not going to forget that he went 18 for 41 in the Super Bowl last year and was all sour after he did it. Bottom line, guys, I like the notion of two teams that ended last season starting this season, but stop trying to make it something that it's not. It can stand on its own. Shut up and kick off already.
All right. Speaking of Trevor Siemian, a QB who we've never heard of before, a ton of guys starting this weekend, brand new. I can't remember a weekend where we've seen so many rookies and first-time starters in the NFL in a weekend. You got Dak Prescott for Dallas. You have future Hall of Famer Carson Wentz, of course, for my Philadelphia Eagles.
Uh-huh.
And then you've got
what?
Future Hall of Famer Carson Wentz for the Philadelphia Eagles.
I thought that's what you said.
That's my team right there.
That's cute.
Yeah, you went there.
And Janine Garofalo, of course, starting for the
Jimmy
Patriots.
Garoppolo?
Dude.
Dude,
never, ever, ever call a quarterback by a woman's name. That does not go well.
Yeah.
You speak from experience. Do not do that. Do not do that. Come on, man. Grow up.
And, of course, Garoppolo in for Tom Brady, who's got all kinds of issues. Now his helmet. Now he's got something missing from his helmet that people are upset about.
Is it Stickergate or Helmetgate?
It's Stickergate.
All right, okay. So why don't we get into that very quickly? So he played that last preseason game, but he did not have the NFL shield on his helmet. You know, that sticker that's on every other helmet in the league somehow magically was just not on his.
The one that represents integrity?
Allie, you know, it's funny you mention that, Allie, because I'm like your biggest fan, Allie. So in situations like this, I think to myself, what would Allie say?
Thanks, Jim.
So I'm guessing, Allie, that you would say, total coincidence, nothing to see here,
Absolutely.
Keep moving. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Wrong, Missy.
The guy.
Wrong again.
Maybe he was generally aware that
Allie,
the sticker wasn't there. But here's the thing.
With the equipment manager, did he take it upon himself to remove the decal?
The deflator is now the peeler?
Yeah.
Yes. Here's the thing. Fine him. He doesn't care.
Allie, dropping knowledge.
Just saying.
It's got to be just some crazy coinkydink, right? Yeah, either that or a baggy attempt to protest his four-game suspension, and he's trying to jam the man. He took a sticker off his helmet. Way to go, Tom. Dude, sick burn. Dude just went ham on Raj. He just went all Shaq on you, Commissioner. All
Tell
Shaq.
Me how my ass tastes.
That's what he did. You hear that?
Yeah, Tom Brady taking a stand.
He went Shaq.
Tell me how my ass tastes.
It's like it's a zombie. It cannot be killed. It will never end. The dumbest fight ever just got even dumber. And Allie, please stop saying those things.
It is a weak protest, really.
What did I say?
It is a weak protest for him to take that sticker off his helmet.
So lame.
How would you
Come on, man.
First of all,
so lame.
There are pictures.
Sick burn, Tommy.
There was no sticker during OTAs in May. He hasn't had a sticker on for a while.
He's the only guy in the league without a sticker on his helmet?
Cool.
Yeah, how is that possible?
Well, listen.
How?
Listen. Fine him. Who cares?
But he's being a D-bag about it.
So?
Oh, you are such a homer.
Another sick burn. So? I know you are, but what am I, Allie?
Rubber and glue is coming up. Yeah. I can sense it. Wow.
Listen, just fine him. Who cares? Move on.
All right. Let's talk about, speaking of moving on.
Hey, Allie, should they just fine him and move on? Should they do that?
Thank you, Jim. That's exactly what they should do.
Allie, just move on to the next great topic, Allie. Well, yeah, you lost this fight. On. It's over.
Let's move on to maybe some of the bigger problems in the NFL, Goodell. Let's worry about dudes that are beating up 70-year-old grandpas.
Now we're on to something.
You could have come in Bruce Miller like that?
Bruce Miller. So for those who don't know, that's a former Niners fullback. This guy reportedly tried to check into a Marriott on Monday. He was told there were no rooms, so he then reportedly banged on somebody's door, was told he had the wrong room, to which he probably replied something like, "No, you have the wrong room," and he proceeded to assault some dude and the dude's 70-year-old dad. Yeah, an NFLer punched an old man in the face and sent them both to the hospital because he wanted their hotel room. Like, how do you think that went? Knock, knock. Who's there? Housekeeping! Oh, come on in. Bam! Your kid's asleep. Do you want some of that, old man? Get the hell out of my room.
Really enjoying this Jim Rome one-man show of Bruce Miller.
I'm just trying to pick everybody up. I mean, seriously, he literally, you know that phrase, like, he broke that guy's face? He really broke
literally.
That guy's face.
Yeah.
Literally, a 70-year-old man. And one more angle, that's not all. Apparently, this same guy was in a restaurant hassling a couple for their sandwiches that same night.
No.
Restaurant manager said, quote, "The guests were great. They were very calm and amused by the situation," end quote. Yeah, I'm guessing the old man with the broken face and the son in the hotel room were not calm nor amused by the situation.
No.
Now, neither am I.
Was Bruce all lit up? Was he boozed up? Is that the story?
I can't. That's what I don't know.
There were pictures of him that day at a bar, and he hashtagged the picture. I went to his Instagram because that's what I do.
Of course you did.
But there's this big thing, Saturdays Are For The Boys, started by Barstool Sports. So he hashtagged Sundays Are For The Boys with his two bros. He had to be blackout drunk, right?
So Mondays for punching out seniors?
Well,
if you want to bro it up, if you want to bro it up and have a few pops, that's fine. Buy your own Sando. You're in the NFL.
Right. Try Expedia.com for a hotel room.
Instead of just knocking on doors. Book earlier. Do something.
It's not like he has a history of being a violent a-hole, though, right?
Yes, he does. Not the first time he's done something like this. No, there have been other issues. I don't know. I'm going to stay in a hotel pretty soon. That chain is not coming off that door, and I'm not answering it for anybody.
Yeah.
I don't need some NFL kook knocking me out for a room that's already mine that I paid for, allegedly.
Gingers, am I right?
So Bruce Miller's out of a job, and yet Tom Brady still walks among
God
us. It's
bless
hard
him.
To believe. It really is.
God amongst men.
Jim, you got to admit, guys, this was maybe the best segment ever.
I think so.
We're
gonna Kevin Bean, take a few more weeks.
We're going to send this right over to the Museum of Television and Radio. Put it right in the vault. Jim Rome, of course, jimrome.com. You can check out all the goodness there, including Jim Rome's Daily Jungle, the podcast. Jim, thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate it, sir.
You two legends have a great day.
All right, you too,
bye,
buddy. Coming up next, where it's going to be What's Good. We're taking your phone calls. What are we not talking about that we should? What would you like to share with us? Are you seeing something on television? You want to talk NFL? We do have the kickoff tonight. We can talk sports. Anything you want to. Why listen to the show when you can be part of the show? Give us a call, 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls next here on the world-famous K-Rock. It is the world-famous K-Rock at 8:24 in the morning. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Kevin and Bean not included.
And we are taking your phone calls in a little segment we like to call What's Good?
Like we always do at this time. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and testify. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and notify.
What's good? The segment where you call in and get to tell us what's on your mind and why listen to the show, and you can be part of the show. And I'm so glad Chris called in this morning. You can still call if you'd like to at 1-800-520-1067. So glad Chris called from West Covina because we wanted to talk about this. Chris, what's on your mind?
Yeah, so Zach De La Rocha, while everybody knows Prophet's Rage is out, touring without him, he actually dropped a new single today called Digging for Windows. Sounds very One Day of a Lion-ish.
pretty cool.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Chris. We wanted to talk about it. Now, do you know the background of this song? Because I don't know whether this is from that solo material he was kind of developing back in the early 2000s, or is this brand new? Do you happen to know?
I believe it's brand new. I mean, he's working with one of the dudes from Run the Jewels, ELP.
Right.
So, I mean, I know he's been working with them a lot recently. And that's something I guess they just dropped today.
Anyway, as Chris mentioned, it did drop today. It's available for a download from BitTorrent. Here's the song. It's called Digging for Windows. Here's a little taste. Not a ride, they're portfolios like rodeos. Why is every time my cherry glows? On the end of my fingers, the smoke blows through the bars. And I see your last face as he strolls away. Says I gotta pay off that roll away or it's your visitation days. I like it.
That is very Zach De La Rocha.
It sure is.
Dig it.
You can see the video at YouTube and also, as I mentioned, free download from BitTorrent. Hey, Chris, thanks for calling and giving us a heads up, man.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
We appreciate it. Let's talk to Mike in Mission Viejo. He's talking about the other thing I do, Hollywood Babylon, with Kevin Smith. We're doing a show this Saturday night at the Improv on Melrose. Mike?
How's it going?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
You wanted to talk about something about Babylon?
Yeah. My wife and I actually went out to your guys' show at the Irvine Improv the other night.
Oh, thank you, sir. Week.
Of course. We've always been wanting to go and just love the show immensely. And, yeah, you guys are awesome. But one thing in particular about the show that I just wanted to give you mad props for is the fact that there was a group of girls in front of the show at the table in the front that just wouldn't shut up.
Yeah.
And they got so annoying to the point where you actually physically, not physically, but like kicked them out of the show.
Yeah, I got a little agitated. I got a little agitated. I hope it didn't come off like I was being too much of a dick, but I couldn't concentrate. They were talking so loud and arguing with their boyfriends and stuff, and it just kind of made me nuts.
Ah.
Oh, it was the worst thing ever, but I wanted to say thank you again for kicking them out. And they call her Rose Durango.
Thanks so much for calling, Mike. Yeah, I had to throw a table of people out because they just wouldn't shut up, and I felt bad. For everyone around,
yeah.
Really what it was.
You don't disrupt a live show.
And if you're going to a live show, watch the show. Why are you having conversations? That never strikes me as something that you would just do.
I can't imagine. I don't know what the story was. I heard a couple different stories that there were different couples who hadn't met before there, who didn't know each other or whatever. All I know is it turns out one of the people I threw out was a former Miss Double December from the Kevin and Bean show. So,
oh, no.
I feel bad, but, you know, when you got to go, you got to go.
Yeah.
NFL kicking off tonight. That's what Aldo wants to talk about. He's from Los Angeles. Aldo.
Love your shoes.
What's good?
Well, as a matter of fact, it's not only about good, but great. The start of the NFL, finally, you know, life is back into me. NFL Sundays, you know, and I'm really excited about my team. And it seems like we might be able to do okay, you know.
Can I take a stab that your team is the Raiders?
Of course.
Yeah.
What do you think, you know?
Raiders right. Nation!
Let's go, you know, man.
And especially the first 4 weeks is amazing because finally, you know, the Senorita of Tom Brady was put on his place, you know?
I'm sorry, the Senorita? Senorita Tom Brady?
You're making fun of Tom Brady and making him like a woman, which is something like less powerful than a man.
Oh.
I get what you're doing. That's funny.
Don't get cranky, Allie, because we're taking shots at your boy. Yeah, the Raiders could have a good season, Aldo. How will you handle it if the Raiders actually win? How will you be able to cope?
You know what? I don't know. Probably go naked, you know, and
that's a great choice. Aldo, what if the Raiders move to Vegas? You in?
Well, I guess it would be shorter for me because I live in the San Fernando Valley. But I mean, I hope not. I hope that somehow San Diego stays in San Diego and they decide to bring back the race to L.A. That would be amazing.
Now, where in the valley do you live?
What are you, Bean? Aldo, what were you tempted at all when the Rams came back to town to become an L.A. Rams fan versus a Raiders fan who aren't even – they're not even an L.A. team?
You know what? I learned this thing. You can switch religion. You can switch family. You can switch country. You can switch even sex. But you will never switch from a team. When a real fan, you will
That's
never
a great
switch
point.
From a team.
That's a great point.
That's a true American right there, Aldo. We
appreciate
that. Absolutely. You can change your sex, but you can't change your team.
Go Dolphins.
Let's get out on that. Thanks for playing and calling for What's Good.
What's Good?
Good morning, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. It is 8:37 here on the world-famous K-Rock, and you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Kevin and Bean not included.
However, I am here. Allie McKay is here. Chip the Wonder Monkey is behind the board. And, of course, we have the legendary beer mug with us this morning as well.
God.
I'd like to pull back the curtain just for a moment and try to explain to you how things work here on the Kevin and Bean Show when either Kevin or Bean show up for work. Sometimes we like to plan the next day's show.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you may have heard that occasionally I will do a silly voice or two.
Okay.
We'll talk about a news story and we'll say, oh, well, let's talk to the clown and see how he feels about it.
We've got him on the line.
Right.
Sure.
And then I'll be on the other end of the line and I'll do a silly voice and much hilarity ensues.
Sure.
Now, so because of that process, everyone in the room, when we have a meeting about planning the show, will sort of come up with ideas. They'll pitch news stories and they'll say, hey, this could be funny. Maybe you could play this guy.
Right.
You could be that guy. And Beer Mug is the worst at this.
He doesn't pitch things that you could find a lot of comedy in.
Right. Hey, Rev, they're selling machine guns in the airport in Moscow. And I'm like, what am I going to do with that, Beer? Come on, that'd be great. So what we've taken to do is instead of putting the pressure on me to try to come up with something funny for that, if Beer Mug has a vision, if he sees the comic, the rich comic mine in a story, we're just letting him do it himself.
Why not?
In a new segment we like to call Beer Mug Theater.
Kevin and Bean proudly present the greatest comic actor of our time, Beer Mug, in Beer Mug Theater.
If you'd like to follow along, Beer Mug Theater is being Facebook Lived.
Wow.
Is that the past tense?
I believe it is.
It's being available for you to watch on Facebook Live right now. You can see the magic that is Beer Mug Theater.
I feel like that's really opening up the curtain. That's like Wizard of Oz type stuff.
Seeing
that man work.
Oh,
it's something.
It's like watching a young De Niro. The new Moscow airport store is selling souvenir Kalashnikovs.
What
is the headline to this story? This is true. Apparently, there's an airport in Moscow that has, you know, when you go through an airport, they've got all these little stores, a little kiosk. You got your Aunt Annie's pretzels there.
Sure.
And you got your Cinnabon.
Mm-hmm.
And you got your See's candies.
Yeah.
And now in Moscow, they got a machine gun store there.
I don't think that's good.
Well, they're not real machine guns. They're dummy machine guns.
All right.
They're made by the same company. They're made by Kalashnikov, but apparently these are dummy or blank firing versions of the machine gun. But when you go into this kiosk, there you just see racks and racks of machine guns. You got the AK-74, the AK-74M, the AK-103, the PP-19, which the Russian police carries. And you can go there and you can get yourself a souvenir machine gun at an airport in Moscow.
I don't feel like I want to see people strolling through an airport just holding machine guns.
Well, it would never fly, obviously, here in America, right? People their sphincters would never unclench.
Uh-oh.
You could have, like, buy a dummy shotgun at the Remington store or something. You wouldn't want the Smith & Wesson store to be selling replica handguns as you get off at McCarran in Vegas.
Mm-mm.
But in Moscow, they can get away with it because it's just crazy over there.
Yeah.
But we have so many questions about this story. I thought we would talk to someone who knows about the Kalashnikov store there at the airport in Moscow.
Wow.
So we had producer Dave get someone on the line, and I believe we have Vladimir Dmitriev, the marketing director for Kalashnikov Machine Guns,
on
the line. I know. Hard to believe. Good morning, Mr. Dmitriev.
Hello.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show, sir. Can you tell us really what your thought process was behind this store selling replica machine guns at an airport?
Well, it's simple, of course. We thought that when people visit Mother Russia, they are getting tired of the normal Russian nesting dolls and, you know, the Kremlin figurines, all the tchotchkes they get in the store.
The Kremlin figurines.
The Kremlin figurines. Yes. Oh, I love the Kremlin figurines.
Hot seller, hot item.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
We decided to add the Kalashnikov Concern Store because what better way to be reminded of Russia with a nice AK-47 rifle.
Right.
Yes.
Now, I understand they even smell like real machine guns. What exactly do they smell like, Vladimir?
They're nice wood varnish on the buttstock that is very in the foregrip. that is popular with the AK-47 line. They're actually decommissioned rifles that our military uses. We take out the actual firing pin, and some of them do actually fire blanks.
Hmm. Now, what has the response been from the consumers, Mr. Dimitri? Have you had a good response? Are people buying these?
People are lining up outside the door.
Really?
We can't get enough in. We keep getting shipments in as we speak.
Where's the accent?
That is Russia.
Coming back.
Okay.
Yes, it's there. Yeah. Don't question my accent.
It was fading there for a minute, Mr.
Dimitri. It went away.
We just wanted to remind you that you were Russian.
Okay. You were from Pacoima for a minute.
Pacoima, okay. They are lining up outside the doors.
They're outside the door.
We can't get – they're flying off the shelves. We can't hold them in long enough.
There's many lines in Russia for a lot of things, and this is just another one.
Yes.
Are you thinking of expanding the line? Maybe they'll offer some other things there at the airport for people to purchase?
I'm glad you asked that question, because here at Kalashnikov Concern, we've been working on a lot of projects.
I was hoping you were.
Yes. One of them, you guys, like in America, you're familiar with the Build-A-Bear workshop.
Oh, sure.
Sure, we love Build-A-Bear.
Yes,
yeah.
Well, here in the Moscow airport, we are going to do a Build-A-Bomb. Yes, they'll be fake bombs, but they'll be replicated of your favorite explosives.
Okay, anything else?
Yes, I'm glad you asked that.
Wait a minute, you're going to choose from all your favorite explosives?
Anything, C4, the dynamite, anything that, you know.
That sounds awesome.
Replicates a bomb.
What else are you offering?
We have bed, bath, and bayonets. Bed, bath, and bayonets.
Oh, my God. Bed, bath, and bayonets.
You get all your...
No, because Bed, Bath & Beyond is such a strong presence in airports.
Yes.
I can see why you'd open that.
Well, we have, in the Moscow airport, we have, like, mall setting. Very, very
Bed,
popular.
Bath, and bayonets.
Bayonets,
yeah.
Yes.
What else? What
and
else
then,
you got
and
there?
And then we're also working on Lenins and things.
Lenins and things.
You gotta lead with that. Vladimir?
Oh, that's my closer.
That was your closer?
That's my closer.
You know what? That one didn't suck, Vladimir. Thanks so much for spending some time with us here at Beer Mug Theater.
Thank you for having me.
You have been witness to the greatest comic performer of our time with Beer Mug Theater.
It's 8:55 on the world-famous K-Rock. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Kevin and Bean not included.
That's true. Neither of them are here today. But Allie McKay is here.
I'm here.
And Chip the Wonder Monkey is here.
Sure am.
And me, your old radio pal, Ralph Garman, I'm here. And in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be talking to Dr. Drew Pinsky to class the show up a little bit. We'll be talking to Drew about the latest thing people are putting up their nose to get high.
Nice.
Whatever happened to good old cocaine, by
right?
the way?
I've said it for years.
Oh, boy, do I love cocaine.
Kids nowadays.
I love me some cocaine. Anybody have any? Omar!
Omar.
What's up? He's not holding. I'll eat my hat. First, I got to go buy a hat, and then I'm going to go eat it. Hey, before we get to show business news with the Showbiz Beat, I want to remind folks that tomorrow at 10 a.m., don't forget, tickets go on sale for K-Rock Presents Green Day at the Hollywood Palladium.
Nice.
The show is October 17th, Green Day at the Palladium. By the way, Palladium, great place to see Green Day. It's a tiny little venue to see a huge band like Green Day, and we are bringing them to you. Details are at krock.com, but what you need to know is this is an exclusive K-Rock presale tomorrow at 10 a.m. So for all the details, go to krock.com and find out how you can get your tickets for Green Day at the Palladium.
Thank God.
Speaking of music, Lou Pearlman, we mentioned his name when he died a couple weeks back. He hasn't even been dead a month yet, but there's already a film in the works about his life. He was the man who gave us the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
Right. And O-Town, I believe.
And O-Town, that's right. He was headquartered down there in Orlando. I think that's where O-Town got their name from. He was a piece of garbage as a human being.
I feel like he not only stole money, but then weren't there child molestation charges?
There were. There were many cases where some of the young men that he brought together to put into his boy band said that they were sexually accosted by Mr. Pearlman. He stole a lot of their money. I read a story. I forget which one. It was Brian Littrell, one of the Backstreet Boys or NSYNC guys, sued him. And it turned out that he made like career $600,000, where Pearlman made millions off this band. And he had himself listed as a sixth member of each of the bands that he was in.
So he would always get royalties.
So he would get his cut as manager and producer, and also a cut of, he would get the same salary that the boys in the band would
oh,
get.
Oh, man.
He always listed himself as a band member as well as being everything else.
Was he like the hype man?
I don't know what his actual role was. I don't believe there was one. And then, of course, he ran a Ponzi scheme for about $300 million off his friends and relatives towards the end of his life.
Wow.
He went to prison for that. He died in prison. Now there is a movie based on his life that's already in the works. Someone is going to put that together. And I think it's a fascinating story. It should make a great story. But who do you get to play a big, sweaty piece of garbage like Lou Pearlman?
Vin Diesel.
Okay.
Maybe he'd be interested.
Who would you get?
I'm Groot. I don't know. Who's a big, sweaty guy who could do it?
John Goodman lost a lot of weight, yeah, so that won't work.
Yeah, maybe Paul Giamatti, if you put him in like a fat suit, maybe he could be. Yeah. He plays a pretty good slime ball.
He's great.
He is great. He's great in everything. Kelly Ripa's still looking for a co-host. Kelly teased a big announcement about her co-host this week, and it turned out it was just one of these stunts where they're going to have a contest where one of the fans of the show can sit in and be the co-host for the day.
Those are always fun.
Yeah. Meanwhile, there is a list, apparently a short list of people that are being considered for the permanent co-host gig on Live with Kelly Ripa.
May I guess?
Yeah, there's like 10 names apparently are being bandied about.
Anderson Cooper.
He is third on the list of most likely.
Fred Savage.
Fred Savage is 10th on the list.
10th? Oh, I thought he was great.
How do you know so much about the Kelly Ripa show?
It's very sad. Jerry O'Connell.
Jerry O'Connell, 9th on the list.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him do it.
He's great. However, I feel like he's so funny that sometimes she feels he upstages her.
Oh.
Kelly is not having that.
She doesn't like that.
She needs someone to kind of sit back.
Right.
Which Fred Savage does, but he's also genuine and delightful at the same time.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Fan Bingbing
would be great.
She didn't make the list.
No?
Mark Consuelos, of course, is on the list. That's her husband.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Christian Slater is on this list.
Really?
I had no idea he was even interested.
Huh. I don't like it.
Andy Cohen from Bravo.
No.
6th on the list.
Nope.
Chris Harrison. Our boy Chris Harrison from the Bachelor series.
Yeah.
I could see him doing that. Neil Patrick Harris's name has been bandied about.
He is fantastic when he co-hosts. He's wonderful, but that's such a time-consuming job.
Jesse Smollett?
Really?
Yeah, from Empire, second
yes.
on the list.
That's Jamal Lyon.
Apparently he stopped by and people really liked the work
he's
he did
second
on, that show.
On the list?
Yeah, number one?
Yeah.
Morris Chestnut.
Really?
Morris Chestnut.
Sure.
It's racist. Why is the host got to be black, right?
Well, oh, I thought...
Black Lives
why
Matter,
is his name
man. Why
Chestnut?
Why do they want to put him in there with Kelly Ripa? That's not fair.
That guy has had an amazing career.
Yes, he has.
Does he want to forego all of that to do...
Everybody's got a mortgage, baby. Whatever it takes. Steady paycheck, nothing to sneeze at.
Huh.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Big boy in the house! Big boy's neighborhood!
That's your cowbell.
That's my cowbell.
It's the worst, best thing I've ever
heard. He's 47 years old today. Actor Martin Freeman is 45. David Arquette, also 45 today. Pink celebrates her 37th birthday. Wiz Khalifa is 29 today. And DJ Avicii, now retired DJ Avicii, he is 27 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat. Hey, party people. It is 9:05 here on the world-famous K-Rock. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Kevin and Bean not included.
Who needs those guys?
Amen.
Not
said
us.
It for years.
You know why? Because we have Dr. Drew Pinsky.
Oh,
that's why.
God.
Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, guys. What a relief to be Kevin and Bean not included.
The air is a little bit lighter and sweeter smelling.
Mm-hmm.
It's a brand new day in America,
kinda,
Dr. Drew.
Kind of funny, too.
Yeah, how about
it's weird.
That? Well, we'll do the best we can. Listen, Doc, first of all, I want to say happy belated birthday. Didn't you just have a birthday over the weekend?
I did. Thank you, Ralph. Very kind. Thank you.
How did you celebrate? What did you do, sir?
I sang the national anthem at Dodger Stadium.
Like you do.
At a Dodgers game.
Yeah, it was really fun. I mean, it's well worth it because they take good care of you afterwards. So nice day at Dodger Stadium. Dinner afterwards, a perfect birthday.
Nice.
Outstanding.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Listen, I'm glad we have you on the phone, Dr. Drew, because we were talking here at the office about this new movie that's coming out called Late Bloomer.
Yes.
It's from director Kevin Pollak. You know the actor. And it is the apparently true story of a guy who didn't go through puberty until he was 27 years of age.
Yes, and not only is he just some guy, you all know him. He's mm-hmm. the anchor on E! News. Ken Baker. I've known Ken for 15 years. And he wrote a book originally called Man Made that I've been referencing all those 15 years because it is such a great story about what it's like to grow up as a male without any testosterone. He had a tumor in his pituitary and didn't know it, and it was suppressing the production of testosterone. And he went from being this Olympic prospect hockey player to being a guy who sort of kind of muscled his way through college playing hockey but really wasn't that into it, had to really just didn't have the same aggression and sort of muscularity of his peers and really didn't have any body hair and liked girls but wasn't that interested in sex and didn't pleasure himself at all. And he just thought that was just him, and he was sort of struggling and depressed, had headaches. And finally, a girlfriend, when he was 27, said, hey, at 27, you shouldn't be having erectile dysfunction. You need to see a doctor. And this is what on Loveline I would always say all the time. Please don't assume that if you're not having, particularly a male, if you're not having normal sexual drive and urges, that you're just an asexual person.
Right.
90% of the time, it ends up being a biological problem. I can't even tell you how often I've seen it. And prolactinomas, a prolactin-secreting tumor in the pituitary, are very common.
Really?
Yes, they are very common. They're probably the most common reason for low testosterone, and you have to be evaluated for that.
Does it happen to women as well?
They can happen to women, but the manifestations obviously are different because of the testosterone, no testicular production of testosterone.
Right.
Instead, women lactate. And by the way, Ken had this tumor long enough, he himself was starting to lactate too, and was sort of embarrassed and didn't tell anybody, didn't really realize it was lactation. He just thought it was just some weird irritation, and he would get breast tenderness, so he would have to secrete the stuff.
Yeah, the minute I start leaking milk, I'm getting to a doctor.
Yeah, that's
I think
not
that's,
good.
It's a good
step
idea,
one.
By the way. I just as a rule of thumb.
I think leaking from any orifice, you should probably get to
a
doctor.
Good point, Ralph.
Particularly breast leakage, if you're a male, is a good hint that you might need to see a physician.
So he didn't then go into puberty until he was 27. Did he then get the zits? Did he start having, you know, random erections, seeing a teacher, that type of thing?
That's right. And yes. And so at 27, he has the pituitary removed. He has what's called a transsphenoidal resection. And they go into his brain. They pull the tumor out. And within 2 weeks, he goes into testosterone storm.
And that's
what's so interesting about this book. You get to see what a young male is like with testosterone and without testosterone. Mm. And his whole point is that, you know, being a man and being a male are very different things. He was very diligently trying to be a man without any maleness, and now, oh, my God, he's all male. And he said he went back to work, and he was looking around, going, oh, my God, when did all the women at work get so hot?
And he said
he went down to get a – he'd go to this little magazine shop in his neighborhood. He'd go there and get a Coke, and, he'd get a piece of gum every – couple of days, and now he's like, I didn't know there was Jugs magazine here, and maybe I need to get a copy of that. He hadn't even noticed any of that, and now all of a sudden it's a preoccupation, and he became like hypersexual. He became a professional hockey player, and it's just he became aggressive, and his whole priorities, all his motivation changed drastically, and that's what this movie is about, and it's funny.
So if we can take anything away from it, if you're having issues with your sex, especially sex drive and things like that, you need to see a doctor.
I mean, just two good hints. If you have no desire or function when you're a sort of 20-year-old male something, that's a medical problem. If you're a 40-year-old, particularly a smoker, and you develop sudden erectile dysfunction, that's one of the most sensitive signs of heart disease.
Hmm.
So that's another reason. So please, everybody, don't just assume it's a psychological problem. Don't assume it's an identity issue. Always rule out medical problems first. I can't tell you how many times we've uncovered various kinds of hormonal problems. And anyway, I have a podcast coming up, in the Dr. Drew podcast with Ken Baker, and he and I spent an hour just talking about this. It's just so fascinating, really getting deep into the weeds of how different we are as males. Where I hear this a lot too is female to male transgenders. When they start taking the testosterone,
right,
they will say, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I had no idea you deal with this." and what I've said to friends that are going through this, I go, "Hey, look, imagine being 13 and having to deal with that. I mean, what was God thinking?"
Yeah, it's probably easier if you have a certain mental, adulthood
right.
that you can handle and interpret these feelings.
Absolutely,
versus being a kid.
Oh, at a thir- What was God thinking when he did this to the mail? And by the way, then we're dangerous until we're 30. And so
dangerous. What do you mean dangerous?
Oh, I think we know, Ralph.
Oh, speaking of danger, well, Catherine would always say we are just—he should have been in a cage until he was, you know, at 30. But
yeah.
He and I will be at the Ice House tonight. Mike Catherwood and I.
Oh, nice.
Oh, there you go. There's a nice tip. If you want to see Dr. Drew and Mike Catherwood, you can go to the Ice House in Pasadena and check out their show.
Wonderful.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Well,
Drew, thanks so much for all the tips. If you're walking by a newsstand and you don't notice Jugs Magazine, get right to a doctor.
Is what we're great advice.
That's my rule of thumb.
Thank you, Drew.
Bye-bye.
Good morning! That song will get you awake. It will make you wake up. Daytime!
I don't...
Sorry. Losing my mind a little bit. It is the Kevin and Bean Show.
Kevin and Bean not included.
At 9:36 in the morning. I'm your old radio pal, Ralph, here with Ally McKay and Chip the Wonder Monkey on the board. Happy to be here and happy to give you some tickets for listening. We appreciate you tuning in this morning. So here's a little gift for those of you who made it to the end of the show. If you did, God bless you. You got constitution of a
bull. Hey, we weren't that horrible.
Nightmare.
Okay.
Gabriel Iglesias is going to be performing at the L.A. County Fair this Sunday. One of our favorite comedians. Not just a very, very funny man, but a sweet, sweet, kind person.
It's one of the good ones.
He really is.
Yeah.
If you'd like to see him perform live at the L.A. County Fair, we've got tickets to give away. First five callers right now. 1-800-520-1067. First five people get through with that phone line. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to see Gabriel Iglesias at the L.A. County Fair this Sunday. The L.A. County Fair is running through Sunday, September 25th. So a lot of time still to check out the fair if you want to. You can check it out at lacf.com if you want more details. Speaking of tickets for things, Saturday night, 10 p.m., late show at the Improv on Melrose. Kevin Smith and I are going to be taking the stage for Hollywood Babylon. Love to have you come out and join us.
No way.
Well, so maybe. You're saying maybe? Maybe you'll be there?
What will I see if I go?
We have a pretty good time. You see me and Kevin Smith on stage, me being drunk and belligerent, and him being warm and fuzzy and stoned.
No way. Not ever.
Go to improv.com for more details and to get your tickets there. Meanwhile, I can't get over this Kanye West thing. It's just my favorite thing in a long, long time. Egomaniac Kanye West revealed his Yeezy Season 4 fashion line yesterday. He made so many wrong-headed decisions, so many failures in judgment.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it's a winter line. It's a clothing line for wintertime.
So parkas, heavy clothing.
Coats, full-body leotards, sweaters, heavy, heavy clothing.
Mm-hmm.
So he thinks to himself, well, it's a brutal heat wave in New York City, so let's hold it outside. And he brought all of the guests to watch the collection at Roosevelt Island in New York's East River. And models were passing out from the heat, collapsing. People in the audience were running up to these models, giving them bottles of water, trying to keep them upright and hydrated.
Oh, no! This is a colossal disaster.
It was a colossal disaster. An army of models standing and baking in the sun, said one showgoer. One model walking the runway lost a shoe and then just kicked the other one off altogether. Another broke a heel and had to be helped down the runway by a bystander. This sounds like first responders had to come to this thing to rescue models.
I mentioned it earlier. Take a minute and just Google it and watch the model. Something was wrong with every single pair of shoes.
They literally
couldn't walk down the runway. Their legs were shaking. They were getting wobbly. People were literally having to help models walk. It's amazing.
USA Today reports many of the models passed out from the heat. There was a live stream video of the disaster, but apparently they cut that feed early on and just kept repeating footage in a loop endlessly. They did not want to show the disaster that was Kanye West's ego on parade.
Fail! Epic fail.
Huge fail. Happy 50th anniversary to Star Trek. One of my favorite TV shows ever. It was on this day 50 years ago that Star Trek premiered. Who could have known that a little TV series that was not much of a success when it first was on television on NBC back then would spawn the franchise it has spawned. Four live-action spin-offs, all those movies, animated series, comic books, stamps, documentaries. It's kind of crazy, the Star Trek universe. Speaking of which, tomorrow on the show, we're going to have Adam Nimoy. He's going to be stopping by. He is the director of a new film called For the Love of Spock. It's a documentary about his dad, Leonard Nimoy, who, of course, played Spock in the original series 50 years ago. It's a great time for it to come out. I got a chance to see the film, and it's terrific. So we'll be talking to Adam tomorrow about that. More geek news. It looks like it's official. DC Comics has announced the Batman standalone movie starring Ben Affleck, who will be directed by Ben Affleck as well. Remember they shot that little video of Deathstroke?
Yes.
The villain who was supposed to be in that film. And it has been confirmed that Joe Manganiello is going to be playing Deathstroke.
Huh. Who mentioned that?
You did, I believe, Allie,
weird,
when we first started talking
right
about
again,
that.
Right again, bitches. It's getting
right
so
again? How about right
boring
once?
Being right yeah all the time.
Oh, what a burden you carry.
Right?
What a cross you bear.
I mentioned that day, oh, he just started following Zack Snyder. They're like, there's a total, there's,
you mentioned it
it's all meshed.
Joe Manganiello.
Manganiello.
I don't know how to say his name. I never have. Manganiello?
Manganiello.
Manganiello?
Manganiello.
He should change it.
Joe.
Change it to who's his little
Sophia
cupcake
Vergara
wife? Yeah, yeah.
Little cupcake wife.
Little cupcake
one of
wife
the highest paid actresses.
You should be Joe Vergara. That I can pronounce.
Okay.
You should change. Take her name, Joe Vergara. That's something we could say.
Okay.
Anyway, looks like he's going to be Deathstroke, so it has been confirmed. Is that good news? You don't care.
I think it's great news.
Meanwhile, Loki, another comic book movie villain, Loki, Tom mm-hmm Hiddleston, rumor has it, this is according to TMZ.com, that his relationship with Taylor Swift was in fact faux.
What?
It was not a real relationship.
Oh, that's such a big liar.
Who saw that coming?
Well, you kind of mentioned that too.
Yeah.
That perhaps it would have been in Taylor Swift's best interest, according to her handlers, to make anything with Hiddleston appear like a relationship rather than just a fling. So they're saying, I guess, maybe the two of them did get together, but it was just for like a little slap and tickle. And so they sort of formed a relationship out of it and put it out there to make it look more legitimate. They're saying that the photos taken at a Rhode Island home when they were splashing in the water, those could have been set up, perhaps,
no,
to further that storyline along. So
crazy.
We'll have to wait and see.
Trump's
can't trust,
right.
Can't trust anyone anymore. The system's rigged, right? It's a rigged system. That's what's going on. Especially Taylor Swift, such a lying whore.
Remember when Trump said we're going to get tired of winning so much?
That's
why
how you feel
segment
right now?
Yep.
Allie McKay is going to be right so often, you're going to be sick of it. She's going to tell you the truth every time, and people will start to hate her.
Oh.
I think that's what he said, didn't he?
Wrong.
Because you're, okay, you're so right all the time?
Yeah.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Big boy. Big boy from the neighborhood.
Your cowbell is
friend,
the Big worst
someone
ever
tweeted me, why did your cowboy sound like a turkey?
It does. Yeah. Try it again.
I didn't say cowboy. I said cowboy. Cowbell. Sound like a turkey.
Try it again, though.
It's like if I have the cowbell,
uh-huh,
and then you have the drumstick inside the cowbell, and,
okay,
you go back and forth really,
right,
quickly. Just,
okay,
imagine that while you hear this noise.
Wrong.
Right?
Yeah,
it's
still
no
a turkey. Yeah,
Donald.
That's all wrong. It's turkey.
Is that better?
Oh, that's
better?
A chicken. That's a cock.
Bucka, 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 bucka.
That's clucky.
Hate you all. Martin Freeman's 45 years old today. One of my favorite actors. David Arquette is also 45. Pink. Pink. Right?
Pink.
Pink. 37 years old today. Wiz Khalifa celebrates his 29th birthday. And DJ Avicii is 27 years old today. And that is the Showbiz Beat. Tomorrow on the Kevin and Bean Show, God willing, one of the guys whose names are in the title,
uh-huh,
Kevin and or Bean, will be back tomorrow.
Really?
Kevin and Bean not included.
There's no promises. I make no,
okay,
guarantees because these two are effing shaky.
Yeah.
But one of them may stop by.
Okay.
But even if they don't, we're going to carry on. We will be talking tomorrow to RJ Bell, the man who gives us our weekly NFL picks. He'll give you his opinions on who's going to win this weekend as we kick off the NFL season. Also, as I mentioned, Adam Nimoy will be in studio talking about the documentary he made about his dad called For the Love of Spock. How appropriate as we celebrate the 50th anniversary of Star Trek today. And That's it. That's all I'm going to promise, because other stuff involves Kevin, and I don't think he's going to be here. So.
And you know what, though?
What?
On your drive home today, listen to the commercial-free 5 p.m. hour, a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Help... I'm Kevin now.
Easy for you to say.
From the SoCal Helpful Honda Dealers.
Yes. The Honda Dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness, and so we will all win today with a commercial drive-free home at 5 p.m. Tune in then. And tune in tomorrow to hear more of a brand-new Kevin and Bean show.
Kevin and Bean not included. Metro is...